Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis, and we are going to be doing Sivav, which starts as follows. Oymer betfilo vasita lonu es yoyim azikoron azeh v'yeinu maskir Rosh Chodesh. Have you noticed that every Rosh Hashanah is by definition also Rosh? Of course. Yet, we don't mention the word Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. It's like it's overshadowed by the other important events of the day. So, but that's really the main point, the essential halach in this sif of here. Oyma betfilo vasitin lonu, es yoyim azikoron azeh. If you recite the words yoyim azikoron azeh, ve'eino yimazkin, you do not mention Rosh Chodesh. You don't mention the fact that it's also Rosh Chodesh. What's the reason for that? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Ches explains, eino maskir Rosh Chodesh, in Sif Katan Yud Ches, teksha oymrim yoyim azikoron, when we mention the word yoyim, Hazikoin, Koinami Arosh Chodesh, it's also including Rosh Chodesh, the Kri Zikoron, which is also considered a Zikoron. The Ksivim of Meadechem, of Rosh Chodeshem, Vegoimer, Voyulachem, Le Zikoron. So we find the expression Le Zikoron as a remembrance also with regards to Rosh Chodesh. Siv Zayin, Im Chal Bechoil, if Rosh Hashanah falls on weekday, again this year, Rosh Hashanah falls on Wednesday, Thursday?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mamash midweek. So as we're saying over here, Himchal b'choil, if Rosh Hashanah falls on weekdays, Oyma Yoim Tura Mikro Chodesh, we say the words, Yoim Tura Mikro Chodesh, Vimchal b'Shabbos, and he falls on Shabbos, Oyma, we don't say Yoim Tura, we say Zichoin Tura. Yeah, Zichoin Tura. Why do we say Zichoin Tura? Because we don't blow, so we're only remembering. Now that's, we're remembering the Torah. The question is, would it not make sense to separate and to divide and to make a distinction between by night and by day? Because by day, weekday, you blow. Shabbos, you don't blow. But by night, you never blow. So would it not make sense to make the distinction between Tua and Zichron Tua only with regards to the day Tfilis? But the night Tfilis, we shouldn't distinguish. We should always, because there's no difference really, by night we never blow the shofar. What would you say to that? Whether it's banat with my kiddush, af al gav, although she ain't talking belayl, although we don't blow by night, mikol mokum hayoyim hu yoyim shel tuah. The day is a day of tuah. Telemocha bavada isku, because tomorrow you're going to blow. So therefore, by night you can say yoyim tuah, although you're not actually blowing by night. You're going to blow the next day, and that's and by night of Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, you're going to say Zichron Tua because tomorrow you're not going to blow. The question that the Mefarshim asked, Mishnah Berurah also asked, what's the halacha if you say Zichron Tua on a weekday Rosh Hashanah? By mistake. Can happen. He still said to him too. This could certainly happen on a year that the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, second day not. So it's a quite, you've been saying already for so many tefillos is that Zichron Tua, and second day is weekday. You're going to blow the shofar, but you still say Zichron Tua by mistake. What's the halacha? Yoitza, not Yoitza, by saying Zichron Tua on a weekday Rosh Hashanah. Yoitza or not Yoitza? What would you say? Mishnah Berurah says, "Kosru achoinim." The bediavad imom abachoil. Bediavad, if you said on a weekday, zichron tua, you said zichron tua. For sima bocha enu choize, you don't go back. You don't go back. Rabbi say you don't go back. Vuhadin b'Shabbos imom a yoyim tua gam kenu choize. The vice versa might be even the bigger chiddush. If on Shabbos you say yoyim tua, you don't say zichron tua. Shabbos, you say yoyim tua. Also, you don't go back. Is that chiddush? I think it's quite a big chiddush. You said Yom Tua, and you're not blowing on that day. So, whether you're getting mixed up on a weekday or really getting mixed up on a Shabbos, if you're saying the wrong word, Yom Tov, Yom Zichron Tov, either way, but the Eved, you are Yotze. We continue Siv Ches. When do we say those words? When do we say this? On Yom Tov. If you say V'asienu, which we normally say on, when do we say V'asienu? That's V'toydienu. What's V'asienu? Which days do we say V'asienu? Yom Tov. With Tfilas Musaf, Eino Oima, Ein Anu Yicholim La'alas V'Leroyes V'Fonecho. It's all Yom Tov and Tfilas. V'Ein Anu Yicholim La'alas V'Zecho V'Seinu L'Fonecho. Which is pretty much what we say on Yom Tov. V'Choyes Min Chudvo Chemes. If by mistake, these are all Yom Tov Tfilas, Yom Tov wording, Yom Tov Nuschos. If by mistake you say that, the Shulchan Aruch says, you are, Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says, You shouldn't say it, but b'di'evet, it's not my akiv yutfilah. You shouldn't say it because you say as printed in machzorim because special nusach for shana. Save test. Aval pi shekol imoyis hashana mitfanim belachash. Shulchan Aruch says although on a regular time of year, regularly shekol imoyis hashana mitfanim belachash. Regularly you daven quietly. When Davon Shmona Esrei, you've got to say it quietly. Be'Rosh Hashanah, V'Yom Kippurim, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, however, Noagi Loima Be'Kol Grom. You're allowed to daven loudly. It's talking about Shmona Esrei. You're allowed to say it with an elevated voice. Why are you allowed to? Why are you allowed to say it loud? Because generally the reason why you're not allowed to daven loud is because you're going to confuse others. And remember those days people didn't have Sidurim, they used to have to remember it by heart. So by saying loud, you're going to confuse other people around you. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, everybody's using anyway a machs, and therefore we're not concerned you're going to confuse other people. People have come machsorim, and therefore you're not worried about confusing people standing on your side. Yeah, 1 minute, let's just finish Shulchan Aruch over here. It's true. You are in principle allowed to daven loud on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Do we do that? We don't. So although it's true people use machzorim, but people still. Yeah, perhaps it's slightly louder than normal. You're right. Yeah, you're right. I'm also bothered about the same question as you. I assume the answer to your question is that people used to have better focus and concentration, and therefore, when people, during the whole year, when they had no Sidurim, can't daven loud, you're going to disturb others. But on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when people used Machzorim, they were focused and concentrated sufficiently that it wouldn't bother them if somebody would daven a little bit louder next to him. Nowadays, you're right, we're very vulnerable, and our concentration goes, and we are gone. So therefore, it's wrong nowadays to... It is. We wouldn't daven loud nowadays either. Now, the Shulchan Aruch finishes saying, the Ramos finishes the sim by saying, Nagin shekol echad lo melechaveh, the minig is that on Rosh Hashanah, we all say, Leshon HaTov Tikra Seiv, Mezecho Seiv. Yeah? Well, yes and no. We do say, Leshon HaTov Tikra Seiv, Mezecho Seiv, Le'al Techaim Tov Menshalem, which is what we normally say. However, if you look at the words of the Ramah, you will notice that all you say is Leshon HaTov V'Tikra Seiv. As simple as that. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Nechofei Tikra Seiv Lekev Oyma Sikra Seiv Yibiyut. Hamogenavom Tzadet Yishlema Gamkem V'Sikra Seiv. Hamogenavom says you should say Sikra Seiv V'Sikra Seiv, unlike the words of the Ramah. The Gaon also doesn't like to say v'sichosim. V'ayim b'magen Avraham d'cholim loyim aleshon otoyv v'tikosiv ad chtzoy sayoyim. It's not the meaning, I don't think. People generally say only by night leshon otoyv v'tikosiv, but the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of b'magen Avraham until the next day, by midday you're allowed to say it. You should say it. Yeah, but interestingly, there's no mentioning over here of the long word nosach that is normally wished. It's not mentioned over here. The discussion is only as to whether you say Leshonot Tov Tikosev, or you're going to say Leshonot Tov Tikosev V'Sichosem. But more than that, for sure, is not mentioned over here. But it seems to have become a common minig. Yeah. Sephardim, I don't know who Sephardim have the minig to say at all. You're right. It's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch at all. It's just the Ramah. Yeah, I don't know. The emphasis is that it is a Gemara. But you're right. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention it. Leshon HaTov HaTikosev, or alternatively, Leshon HaTov HaTikosev V'Sichosem. We're going to start Simon Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, just as a start. Tvorim HaNoigim Lechol B'Leil Roshonah. There's a minig of eating things by night. Yei Odom Rogil Lechol B'Roshonah. The people have a meaning of eating by Rosh Hashanah various simonim. I'm not going to go over the simonim now. We'll leave that for next week, Be'ez Hashem. But let's just, as an introductory point, why do we have simonim? How does that work? I have a sweet apple with sweet honey. Does that mean I'm going to have a sweet year? How does that work? Are we superstitious or something?
Where's this go?
What's that? And if I have something bitter, I'm going to have a bitter year, chas v'shalom. How does that work? It's a Gemara. How does it work?
Symbolic.
You think it's a symbolic, we're trying to symbolize. I want to learn the Mishnah a little bit different. I think the Mishnah learns a little bit different. I think that they are achronim like that, the way you're suggesting, but I think Mishnah learns a little bit different. Mishnah says, if cotton base tells us the following, you should say Yirotzen, Milfonach Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avosenu. By the way, do you all say Elokeinu V'Elokei Avosenu, or just say Yirotzen? How do you say it? You say with Hashem or without Hashem's name?
With.
Mishnah says also, it says with Hashem's name. You say with? I think some people refrain, but looks Mishnah is totally fine with it. Yirotzim fanecha Hashem lekein velekav esenu, sheir buscho esenu. Fekosav eli rabbi v'shem ashlod, eli rabbi quotes the shlo ha-kodosh. Yis oirer odom b'teshuva. A person should have tshuva thoughts. And, k'shiyem ha-yirotzoin, and when a person says yirotzim, yispal al zeh, b'leiv sholem, you should daven with all your heart. The way I'm out interpreting the Mishnah is that it is all a means to tefillah. That it's all really, really what you're trying to achieve is to daven for a sweet year. How are you going to daven for a sweet year? Well, you know, nowadays there's the concept of visual learners. You know, there's visual learners, there's kinesthetic learners, there's auditory learners, all types of learning styles. Pardon?
Taste as well.
So this seems to... the way Mishnah Berurah learns is that what you really want is to daven. Yirotzim, Hashem give us a sweet year. How are we going to daven for a sweet year properly with meaningful tefillah? That's by having something sweet beforehand or after that. You there, that's going to trigger you, tefillah, to be more sincere and more meaningful. So Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning, I might be wrong, but that's the way I'm learning Mishnah Berurah, that it's all a ways for davening with more kavanah. Okay, but we're going to discuss this in further detail, Be'ez Hashem, next week.
Okay, so we learned early in the week that the Shliach Tzipor for Slichos can't just pick up from Mincha Shachris, it's got to start Marif, Shachris, and then Mincha. Why? Because someone that finishes, starts something, is going to finish it. And we already mentioned... I mentioned earlier the week that the same link to the Parsha last week, Pinchas, at the end of the Parsha, killed Cosby Zimri. He started the war with Minyan, and this week he's going to finish it. How do we know he's going to finish it? Because he's appointed the leader over everyone else to finish the job off. And in my morning shir in Sota, it sort of hit the same point. And it's just going to quickly read it. It says, Kashu Karai, those two pasukim, Hadadi, sort of contradict each other. Kasiv, it's written one place, Pikach Moshe es Moshe Yosef, Imo. Moshe, Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef when they left Mitzrayim. Kasiv, and it's also written, Et as Moshe Yosef Ashalu ben Israel. So who took it? Moshe ben Israel. So Amar Rabbi Chama Bachanino, Kola said, Deva, V'lo Gamra, anyone that's starts something and doesn't finish it, uvache, and someone else comes for gamro and finishes it, male alav because of al shagamro kilu aso, he finished like he did it, like he started it, I guess he finished it, it's like he started it as well. So even sort of more than this, Rabbi Elezo me af moridin oso migdudaso, he goes down from his greatness if he doesn't finish off the, whatever he started. Why? Because it's says Vayhi Be'et Ahi Yarad Yehuda Benesh. They had Yehuda. Yehuda, when his plan was to save Yosef from the brothers, how they were going to kill him, he said, "Okay, we'll put him into the pit, and I'll come back later and get him." Well, in the meantime, what happened? He was sold. So really, it was a half finished job. So how did he go down? So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer Avkuv Ishto. He buried his wife Vanav. And his sons, why? Because it says later on that Tamas Bashua, his wife died, Eshed Yehuda, and it's also written for Tamas Eva Onam, three sons, first two of the three sons were Nifta. So it's quite a big Indian, like to start something to finish it. I didn't really find anything inside the Gemara, but my own idea is that if someone starts something, no one's going to really finish it like yourself, like. You bore the idea. You're going to finish it. It's maybe a wrong mashal, but if ever I hire a car, it always looks terrible inside because people don't care. It's not their car. They're not being so careful. If it's your own property, you're going to look after it. So maybe so here. If you're going to start a mitzvah, it's your sort of property, and you're going to look after it and see it through to the end. So, you know, you start it, you finish it. If someone else does it, maybe it's not going to be finished as well. So just leading on from that idea for a leader. So Rashi, the pasuk is Vishlach Asam Moshe Elev Lamate, 1,000 to every tribe. The Svar Tem Ve'ed Pinchas, and then it brings Pinchas. So Rashi there brings why Pinchas? Because he started the mitzvah. Let him finish it. And Rashi says that Pinchas killed Cosby but Zor. But really, the mitzvah was killing Zimri. Why is even the woman, the Midianite woman, his job was like, he stopped Shimon, the tribe of Shimon, from bringing everyone down. So from here, we learn, like, sensitivity. Why? Because had all the tribes gone into battle, they would have all sent their own leaders, and obviously Shimon didn't have a leader, and it would have been a big, like, pizayon. Everyone in the tribe of Shimon would have felt that sort of shame, disgrace. So therefore it's also, in that line, it's also written like that Pinchas goes into battle. So I just wanted to also just sort of pick up from where Getzor left off last week. He spoke about the Or HaChaim. So just going on the same sort of theme of leaders. So later on, the pasuk says, Ve'ele Shemot Anashir Lemater, this brings Yehuda. So the Or HaChaim notes that, like, with the tribes being listed there, the first three tribes, it doesn't mention Nasi. There's no mention. All the other tribes, there's Nasi, whatever, relation to the tribe leader. So the first three tribes mentioned, but that name Nasi says you have Yehuda, Shimon, and Binyamin. So Yehuda doesn't say Nasi, says Or HaChaim. Why not? Because Yehuda's known as he's the Nasi. It's a bit like my sort of mashal would be, like, you don't say, call the queen, you'll say her, like, her royal majesty, but everyone knows she's the queen, so to be Yehuda, like, it's implicit, it's known that he's the Nasi.
But the biggest doctors, you call them Mr.
Yeah.
My mashal is a doctor. You don't call them doctor,
you call them Mr. Right, okay. Surgeons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know, consultants.
Yeah. Okay, and then Shimon, so why doesn't, when do we list Shimon? Because Shimon, obviously, Zimri, came from Shimon. We don't want to mention anything in any mention of a tribe leader is going to be like a busha. It's going to be like a bizayon to them, disgrace. So we don't want to also hurt their feelings. And then Binyamin, so we have the tribe leaders Elidad, who is Eldad when he prophesies. So he's already like on the status of a Navi. And a Navi is higher than a prince, a Nasi. So that would also be like a bizarre unto him. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good Shabbos, gentlemen. Good Shabbos.